Blog Talk Radio.
Suspension, I think it's an 86 IROC he has.
Plus, he has a host of other cars that he's bringing with him that he say he's coming down with. We have Malik coming down with a Mustang. He's coming. He wants to make sure he's got one gun on his. He's looking for action. A couple of big tie cars. I'm waiting for three people. I can't really let it go yet, so I'll wait for them to come on, and I'll let them explain. Also, I got to see if Street King is out there. Street King, if you out there, hit your one button. I don't know if he came on yet. Buddy Blow, if you're out there, you make sure you hit your one button also. I got to pull you in. I know he wanted to get in. They're all looking for action, so let's be. So right now I know what's going on. I know the other guys out there on Wednesday, the track prepper, you know, the guy that we paid from the PDRA, whatever, and he's going to be out there prepping. He's going to start. He's starting on Wednesday, Thursday. He's coming down with his own stuff, and he's taking care of what he got to do to the track. So I know they were out there. Everybody was testing out there last week. Some guys were going a little bit everywhere. The bad part is, honestly, tell you the truth, and like I told those guys down there, nobody really can't lock in nothing right now because a lot of our cars, we haven't tested it because the problem is we haven't had a chance to go anywhere. The weather's been lousy for us up here, and these guys got to race a lot. So I don't know what to say. You know, I couldn't – a lot of guys kept calling me and want to lock in something, but I couldn't – I know, I understand you guys. I understand June and them said that, you know, they're not going to do it. They can't lock in like that. They knew they locked in with Weeby and them already. They're definitely doing it. Just the same way, I just had a call today, not that long ago, and I got to talk to June. And they got a couple street cars that want to try Shaq's car. But like I told them, I said, we haven't been out, so I don't want to turn around and say yes, that you can lock it in. We'll do it at the track, so it's going to be one of those things. It's one of these years that nobody, I don't think too many people got the test. I don't think the guys from Maryland got the test. It's just been a rough year. It's the beginning of the year, even though it's supposed to be springtime. Look what's going on. I'm not going to stay on that long tonight because I have to be ready to get out there and load the salt later on tonight. But I know everything else we're going down anyhow. And all you guys, I know I see a lot of you guys out here that ride the bus with me. They got the, we are leaving out at 4 o'clock in the morning on Friday. That's 4 a.m. in the morning. Leaving out sharp. So I will have the bus at the parking ride picking you guys up earlier. And then we'll be leaving at 4 sharp. If you're not there if you're after 4, I'm sorry, I'm going. I got a schedule. I got to meet down there. I got to meet up with a couple people. Also, I got the rooms down there. All you guys that knew me with the rooms, I told you my discount and everything. You get it on my discount. You go down there and you call in. You say my name. They'll have the rooms there for you and just book it ahead of time because there won't be many left. I think I don't have many left that's sitting there. I think it's only maybe 17 rooms left there right now, and that's under my name, 17 of that's left under my name. The other ones I got to keep. But anybody that want those other 17 that I kept for a couple of spare people, it was $49 a night that I got the room for at Connell Lodge. So if you want to go up there, just use my name ahead of time, call ahead and lock it in. We're all locked in. I know two of the motels are sold out already, so I know that's what's going on. So you just got to get in there. I know Dollar Tree across the street there. I'm not sure, but I think it was $100 and some. Mine is $49 a night. So that's what I'm not adding nothing on. I give everybody my discount, and that's how they do. I'm just saying get back to the racing because I see a lot of stuff, and it kind of, like, disturbs you in a way because I kind of had to sit back for a minute. And I'm quite sure that a lot of people see it. They just ain't saying it. You can say what you want to say. The South hasn't even been doing as much racing as it has normally been doing. Hasn't been doing a grudge like they normally do because you guys are letting guys take over. If you look at it and you start seeing it, even now people are starting to complain now. Now all of a sudden you want to add weight to a class and to a no time thing. What the heck is that? If that ain't class racing, that's nothing else. Don't be adding weight. Nobody ever said anything about weight. All you had to do was meet the one stiffs, and that was it. You know, and let's be real. When I have the shootout, and it's called 28 Extremes, that means there's big blocks or small blocks. Yeah, I don't care what you got. If you got 28s on it, guess what? I don't care if you got a big block or whatever in it. It doesn't matter if you're going extreme class. If you're going 28 small block class, oh, well, it don't matter what weight you got in it. It don't care. As long as you got a small block. That is a stiffs. I'm not putting you across no scales. I don't want to hear the scales. You know, if you got to come over there and ask me, say, oh, this guy, well, you know what? Maybe you shouldn't be in it. You know, so that's what I'm just letting everybody know now. I'm not doing the same thing as everybody else, doing the same crap. And they're trying to reinvent the wheel. That's if you want to ask me. And they're screwing it up. They're watering down the racing right now. So I'm not going to do it. I refuse to do it. I always put a little class on. Let's just have a little action for some of the guys that can't get into something else. And they want to go out there and they want to run inside of it. And they want to do their thing. Hey, go ahead. And plus it keeps a nice heat in the track. Put the rubber down for us and get some excitement. That's my whole thing in there. I'm really for the grudge right off the bat. Anybody that knows me with the grudge, grudge races got priority. So if you got a locked in race, I don't care. You got to tell me ahead of time what time it is. I will have that priority pulling you up. And when you're on the side over there, you're going to be sitting on the side. When I tell you strap up, get ready because it ain't going to be much time. You're going to be in there ready to come down there. That is main thing there. So let anybody know when you're coming down there, if it's a grudge race, you come to me, you're locked in or whatever, it's no problem. I can get it through with no problem. Grudge races are priority. That's what I'm doing. We've seen it, and everybody else has seen it, and they're starting to notice, and now they're feeling kind of bad. But the first time you listen to a guy just because he's supposed to be so fast, now he's going to tell you how to run. Now you just turn around and now you're inventing the whole wheel over. Come on. You guys can think for yourself. Grudge racing is everybody. Every man thinks for himself how to turn around and make their hustle. Now if somebody else is going to tell you what you should be doing and you're going to listen just because he got more money or something like that, that's basically what is going on. Or it's a little popular. I mean, grudge racing is spontaneous and there ain't no doubt about it. It's how you can turn around and throw that man off. If you got a way to get him, you go at it. But don't turn around and have, listen to this guy. Well, you know, you're not really the same. You should make him add weight. You guys need to be the same weight and this and that. It's just crazy. It's getting out of hand. And I we're seeing people cry and blocking other guys. And, you know, okay, we got a little private little group. So guess what? You're just being a class racer yourself. If you turn around and block a man out and he can't get into the race, you being a class race, you blocking that man out. Why are you doing that? So it's only going to be a certain people that can do it? You know, and I'll speak on it ahead of time. When Last Man Standing came in, I loved that when it first came out. The only problem was with the Last Man Standing, it stayed to the same cause every time. And that's what hurt the Last Man Standing, if you ask me. There should be Last Man Standing, should be able to have got new fresh guys that want to get in. If they wanted to get in, they should have been able to get in. I think it would have been still going right now. The problem is when you turn around and just say, okay, the same four. Well, why am I going to watch it there when I can go watch it here? Same race. All the same outcome will come. That's no good. So that's the reason why I will refuse to do anything like that. I'm not following what anybody else say. Well, you should do that. You know what? You do it your way. I'm going to do it my way. And that's how it's going to be from now on. I'm not following. I'm not going to follow nobody for saying, well, you should do it that way. I'm not going to turn around and do what everybody else wants to do with the shootouts and want to turn around and say, each guy put $500 up, and it's $500 and it's eight guys and $4,000 to the winner. I'm not going to do that. I'm not doing it. I add on to mine. I keep it to where it's reasonable and where they can also make money themselves without turning around putting up their own money. So that's what I'm going to keep doing. I had somebody say something to me just recently. I kind of felt a little bad, so I sat back a little bit. But you know what? I ain't going to stop. I'm not going to stop what I've been doing. I feel I'm doing it right, and if I turn around and fall into their trap, everything's going to get watered down the same way, so I'm not going to do that. Also, we still, the TV's still on. Like I said, Saturday TV's on. We're giving the TV out, big screen TV. I'm pretty sure, I'm not sure what Dexter got for me. I went and told him to get it. I'm not sure if it's 60-inch or, I'm not sure, smart TV I know it's supposed to be. That will be given out free. When I say free, your entry fee at the track, that is your ticket. That is what will be called out. That's what will be. Also on Friday night, also I am doing a little thing for one of our fellow racers' father and fellow racers. You know, he supported us so long. I got to do it. He lost his mother in the same week, mother first, then the father passed away the same day. So, I mean, when they buried her, you know, heart goes out to him. He's a great kid, 20 years old. He's left with no mother, no father. I am doing something for him, too, and giving it to him. If anybody wants to, you know, they can actually sign a card, donate whatever they want. Doesn't matter. It's all about showing the love and say he's still got a family with us. I know he's missing his dad. He told me, you know, it's kind of hard, but, you know, I understand. Andy Harris, if he's listening right now, he's home now. You guys, hey, I mean, I don't know, you know, Andy. Andy's a diehard. He's a racer. He's one of our fellow men too. You know, pick a phone up and you know, or either just text him or something. You know, make sure he's doing good. He went through some hard times just recently. You know, and thank God he's still here. You know, he caught it in time, and. I won't go into so much detail with it, but that was a scary one for him, and he'll tell you. But he pulled through. If it wasn't for, you know, him being a little smart on things that were going on, it could have been, us getting a suit, going to go see Andy. But, you know, we got to never know when it's our time. So I just want to say, you know, get well, Andy, man. I'm glad you pulling through. We need to get you back out there as soon as possible. We got a few races going on coming up. I know it's a lot of things going on. I just want to make sure everybody knows. We got the April date. We got some things going on. A lot of racing, good racing going there also. The camera people will be there. Matter of fact, the camera people are going to be in Fayetteville too. So, but I just got to let you know that those are two different separate camera things. One is a pilot, which we're trying to make the pilot. That'll be in April. The one in Fayetteville is actually already established. That is TV, so that's already established. So anybody that wants to know, that doesn't want to be on the show in Fayetteville, please come to me and or sign the waiver at the thing and let me know who you are so I can show them. Everybody knows me, so just come to me or call anybody at the mic. The guy will be on the mic. You go right to the mic and say, listen, I don't want to be taped. Be done with it. You know, for what other reasons, I have no idea. Whether you're on parole or whatever, I don't know. Maybe you ain't supposed to be somewhere you ain't supposed to be. Maybe you told your wife something different. I have no idea. But whatever it is, I mean, I had a couple people already ask me and turn around and say something about that. And I'm like, well, you know, if you don't want to be on there, just let me know. I have no control over it. Now, I'm going to tell you guys right now, and I have no control over April when they're shooting. So if you're talking about you don't want to be seen on there, that might not be the place for you to be standing around because I don't think there's a waiver on anything over there. Only waiver I got is over here at Fayetteville. So if you want to sign the waiver and say you don't want to be on TV, hey, it's no problem at all. You will not be seen. We'll make sure to try to stay out. Just stay out of the camera way. That's all. When he's doing, that's all we ask. Stay out. He's taping. Don't go running up in the camera. Think we're gonna cut a race out, and you walk up in the burnout box, and don't think you're gonna be not seen. So I'll just let you know that right now. So anybody else that has any questions with any of this stuff, like I said on Friday night, you know I'm dedicating to Mike Whitehead. Him and his dad, you know, they're great. And so I want to make sure I take care of them guys right quick. I mean, his father was great. He was one of those guys that was there and never did turn around and had a bad word. You always saw him smile. He was always cooking, and you were welcome to anything he had. And that was good, you know. That was something that, you know, everybody needs to go ahead and be a little bit more better than what they've been doing, because there's a lot of guys out there that's not as good no more, you know. You got this nastiness going around, and you want to call it hatred or whatever, jealousy or whatever you want to call it, and it's not worth it no more. And I'm just saying right now, I kind of like got into a little slump because I didn't want to hear his crap. I know a couple people have been calling me and want to try to get me to say something, but I'm not getting into some of the politics of some of the racing that's going on. I'm not telling nobody what you should do or what you cannot do, but all I can tell you what I do at mine. I'm not telling anybody where to go or not to go. You support the ones that you want to support. That's how I look at it. I have no problem whatsoever. I mean, if you're not moving in my direction or I feel like that, I know I just keep it moving. I'm not gonna get into all that arguing and bickering, because that's when you're killing the racing right now. They're killing it, and it's easy to see it. And to the matter is, if you're trying to get sponsors or anything like that, you got to stay away from it. And a lot of guys, I guess they don't see it. As long as you go to fighting, then nobody's going to sponsor you. And then you wonder why this guy getting things? Why this guy getting everything? Why? Because they ain't fighting and bickering. When a big sponsor sees that, they don't want to put their name on somebody out there with all that drama. So I'm just letting you guys know right now, you know, it's up to you what you do. I'm not in it. I don't want to be in it. I had people call me that wanted to get my take on it. I won't say anything. I'm not getting involved in it. I'm not doing so. Don't ask me, please. That's the only thing I'm just telling you right now. Because if you're going to keep calling me and trying to ask me something, that I will have to put your name out there and just say, listen, why don't you go and ask the crowd? Don't ask me. What do you think? Because that's how I feel right now. I don't want to get involved. I'm staying out of the nonsense. It's a better thing to do, and keep it moving. But I got to open up a couple of these mics, because I know a couple of guys wanted to come in here. I got to see where the heck they are, because they did want to come in. Let me just make sure. Because, Dexter, if you're out there, you hit that one button also, because I know you got something. Baby girl asked me to. I don't know if these mics are working or not, but I'm hoping. I see things keep lightening, but I keep pushing. Hold on one second. It won't open up here. Let me see what's going on. Let me see. All right, hold on one second. I'm going to open this mic up right now. 201-9355, your mic is open.
Joe Gray, how you doing, brother?
Oh, man, hanging in there. How you doing?
Not bad. Can you hear me well enough? Joe, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. I can hear you.
Okay,
hello?
Good. Yeah, just checking in with you, man. Just checking in with you.
Okay, okay. Cliffy, you know, I got to say something before. I got to do on April. Let me see. It's April 8th, I think it is. I have to be there. I'm not sure because I'm kind of like in a little bind right now. I got a wedding to go to, so I'm trying to get a couple things I'm actually going to if I can't get this thing down like I want to, you tell me what car you got or something like that. I want to help out. I want to put a car down, send a car down there to my friends. I've always been trying to do Darren's Street Kings show.
Yeah.
3 or 4 years, trying to make it. And I want somebody to come down there and represent, and I'm going to put some bill. Hold on one second, Cliff. Let me make sure he comes in.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, call in the show right now. Okay, all right. Yeah, Cliff, I got a couple things. If anybody, you know, looking for something, like want to take a ride down there, whatever, the fuel and everything going to be on me, not him. Like I said, when somebody support me, I don't mind going out there and putting my bill and put something towards them. And he supports me, puts out something, and I know he's trying to do something. So I like to turn around and throw a couple of my guys out there. And that comes from me. That ain't coming from nobody else. That's come from me. I ain't asking nobody for a dollar. So basically, when I talk to you, April, it's going to be April 8th, I think it is. And see, the problem is I have a wedding on a 6th. And I'm thinking that if I can send somebody else down in my place or a couple cars in my place, I'm going to – oh, he's calling the wrong phone. Let me – hold on 1 second, okay, Cliffy?
Okay.
No, you got to call the show. That's my house phone, my cell phone. Okay, let me send it to you right now. Yeah, he called the phone, but I want to do that, man. You know, these guys, I don't think a lot of people understand half of the stuff that's going on right now. And a lot of guys, you know, don't show the support to another one, you know, and this guy, you know, he's there all up and down the road, and I see him hustling and trying to make his show happen and everything. So guess what? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna send it to him. I'm gonna try to send that to him. Let me see if I can. I'm gonna see if I can call him through the thing because he seems like he can't get through. I don't know why, but he should have been able to get right through. Let me hold on a second, Cliffy. Yeah, Cliffy. So, but you can keep going for a second because I'm gonna have it on speakerphone now. I can hear you. All right. And if you're interested in something like that, let me know because it's coming out of my pocket. I ain't asking nobody else. If you want to go, in case I think I'm gonna fly down just to show the support, but I want to also have a car down there representing, you know.
Well, where
representing
is
us.
What's
I think it's gonna be. Let me make sure. I'm gonna get him on the phone right now to make sure.
Hold on one second.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay.
I'm over.
843-3828. Darren, you on the phone?
Yeah, what's going on? Yeah, what's up?
Nothing much. Darren, I got a couple people I'm talking about right now because I'm working on this thing. Like I said, a backup plan. Because I know how you always supporting everybody. And I said, you know, you have your show and you do the right thing. So, you know what? I want to try to throw somebody back at you, you know. I'm going to try to send one of my guys regardless. I'm taking care of the bill. You ain't got to worry about it. I'm taking care of it. Cliffy over here. So regardless, I'm sending somebody back to you. When somebody support me, I don't mind supporting them. I tell everybody. I know you got a lot of race at my race, and you bring a couple guys. You bring like 4 or 5 cars. And I don't mind bringing somebody, sending somebody back. So I'm not asking nobody else to turn around and give me a dollar. I'm not asking you for give a dollar. What I'm doing is I'm going to send one of my guys representing me down there regardless, and then I'm going to go and jump on the plane, and I'll come on down. We'll make something happen one way or another. We're going to try somebody or you know, have some fun. Hey, that's how I look at it. And I just saw Cliffy a while ago, you know. I appreciate it, man. A lot of people don't do that thing, you know what I mean? They don't know about one hand washing the other. They don't know nothing about that, you know.
You get
these guys always want to take, and I see you always throwing something and you give back, and when you can give back, you're on my team there, then about 100%. So, want to tell us a little bit about your show? Because I'm open up on the mic on you, so you can go ahead and tell us a little bit what you got going on and what state and wherever, you know?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So you can go ahead and tell them what you got going on right now, Darren, because everybody listening.
What's going on? What's going on, fellas? Yeah, it's April the 8th. It's Street King Takeover. I usually have 2 shows a year. The first one be the Street King Takeover. The next one be my birthday, Street King Birthday Bash. But it'd be a hell of a turnout, a hell of a show. It's a lot of grudge action. You know what I'm saying? Right now, it's like probably like 9 big grudge races locked in. We having a big block shootout. We having a G-Body shootout. We having a full car coming from the street, $10,000 shootout. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't never been there, you know what I'm saying? It's you know what I'm saying? It's a place to be, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't got nothing to do, if you want to gamble.
But that's all we do. Like hell, we were the Dorchester Sunday, and it got too late. It was like about 1:30. Mother was still grudge racing, and hell, shit, we decided to goddamn just roll our shit over to goddamn Long Island Joe goddamn show and come to Fayetteville Saturday and do it. The Malibu Heavy Hitter versus Hoodlum Racing. We locked that race in 5-25 or better. I mean, you know, and it's probably be a couple more cars coming from down there. But, you know, we coming up there to look for more action, you know. We bring a two street style cars, a Mustang, Mindless Behavior, the Heavy Hitter Malibu. And right now I'm looking to, hopefully I'm going to bring Screw King Jr., but I don't know how that's going to play out, you know. But I mean,
okay.
You know.
Are you on your day, on your show, are you still having that all motor race too?
Yeah, we have an all motor race.
Okay.
All motor race.
Now, let me just tell y'all something. This is something I was going to do a long time ago. I remember the first time I was going to do it with Andy, Young Stang, Bobby, and Rhodey that time. I was going to do it at Buzz Creek. And I always said that would have been something nice to see, something that everybody would want to see. Darren been doing the thing over there, and he's been getting all motor guys out there. I think it was 10,000 to win.
Yeah, 10,000. It was like a four car shootout. You know what I'm saying? We had two motor motor race. But hell, I did something for the first time. The end of last year on my birthday bash, we had like a four car street car shootout. It was like a 2016 Corvette, 2017 Camaro, 2017 Mustang, and what else kind? I think it might have been another 2014 Camaro. It was like all new cars. Each one of them put up 2,000, and I put up 2,000. They made two rounds and won 10,000. You know what I'm saying? Did something for the, you know what I'm saying, for the all out new, you know, the new style street cars, you know. And that was, I mean,
that's the difference. That's the reason why I don't mind supporting you. You ain't out there killing the people. You ain't out there doing the other promoters turn around, make everybody else pay their money. Not $2,500 a piece each guy and four guys, and they pay for their own shootout. No, you adding your own money out your pocket, and that's what I'm talking about.
And so when you do that,
I'm on your side.
But what I did, the cars that been in the shootout, they was already grudging anyway. You feel me? They already was trying to grudge each other anyway, so it just made it even better. You know what I'm saying? Because not only the shootout, it was goddamn, I think each race was like $4,000-$5,000 a piece on each race anyway, you know what I'm saying, besides the shootout money.
Okay.
Yep.
See, that's what I'm talking about. See, that's what a lot of guys don't understand half of the stuff that's going on. And they always talk about grudge racing getting watered down. No. It depends on the promoter. That's an,
exactly.
I'm going to be real about it. So let's be real. There's a lot of people that just take, and ain't giving back nothing. So that's why I'm
exactly.
telling you right now, you ain't got to worry about it. I'm definitely going to have a car down there. I don't know what we're going to do. But I can tell you I'm going to have a car down there regardless. If it ain't my car,
okay,
I'm going to have somebody else I'm putting out there. So you ain't got to worry about it. You heard it from me. I'm not just putting nobody out there that, you know, some of these guys just try to be big stars. I want the guys that been out there doing it for a while, helping me out or whatever. I'm going to throw one of them guys out there that come out there for me and support me. I want y'all to go out there and support him. So I'm going to turn around out of my pocket. I'm going to take care of a car to come down there to your show. So that's out of me. So when after this here Saturday when you're down there, when you see me, I want to make sure I'm going to have a couple cars to see who said they want to go. And then I'm going to pick them out of that. I'm going to tell them, you know, figure out which car you want, and we'll go from there. But I promise you, I'm taking care of it. I ain't asking nobody else for nothing, not a dollar. You know, I know a lot of the guys out here, you know, will be more than happy to go. And I got a couple cars. I know you see a lot of street car action and stuff like that. We got a lot of cars that fit those tips, you know. You know, we got little cars. We got decent cars. I mean, I know you're talking about the gamblers. We talking about the guys that like to turn around and just throw a little couple dollars, you know, on it. Not no just be running just to be running. I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
So, you know, and we're gonna make sure, I'll make sure something's there. You know, I don't mind doing anything that somebody helping out with me. So I appreciate it. So that's why I want to show you my appreciation.
True, appreciate it. But like I said, if whoever know me, they know I'm not just coming to another state just to goddamn show my face wherever that, you know what I'm saying? If anything look anywhere half close, you know what I'm saying? You know, a bitch trying to gamble, I'm going to goddamn run, you know? You know, it's and but
yep.
about it.
Yeah, I agree. You know, we can't say anything better than that because we don't see any gamble. I mean, shit, you get
yeah.
how many times we done went back and forth, you know?
yeah,
shoot.
Yeah.
He took a 23 degree hit small block Mustang, and he ran the
yeah.
double. Yeah, that time, man.
Exactly,
I was like,
yeah, exactly.
that was a gamble. Y'all took a gamble.
yeah.
yeah. You went
on
out there.
I was a damn fool, but you know it is what it is. You know.
You know, so I that's what I like it, and that's the style of racing, and you know, and I know, and let's be real about it. There's a lot of promoters out there gate hustling.
Oh yeah,
ain't no
yeah, yeah.
ifs, ands, buts about it. Now I'm not scared to say it, and I don't care about if they get mad about it, and they don't do nothing back for none of the people out there. They don't do nothing for the fans. They don't do nothing for the races. So that's the reason why I don't care. That's the reason why I said. I'll tell you, I am out of my pocket throwing somebody out there.
Yeah.
I ain't asking for nobody else to get it. I'm doing it out of my pocket. So that's how it's going to be. So you ain't got to worry about it. We will have somebody from up north. You'll be able to put it on the fly right after this here because I'm on Saturday. I'm talking. I'm going to put these all out. I'm going to let you look at the list. And you tell me which one you want. And you tell me which one you want. That's the one we're going to take and send on out there.
All right,
I have the list on Saturday. So you guys know, just get in touch with me and put the list down to me. All the ones, everybody that supported me, that could been doing it been with me, and coming to every one of my shows or wherever, let me know, and we're going to go from there. I don't care if it's at, you've been at Buzz Creek, you've been at Capitol, been at Fayetteville, or wherever we did a show at. I don't care. Colonial Beach, whatever show you've been coming to, and you've been showing me support, I ain't got no problem. Sending you down there, you know. I don't mind one hand watch the other, but don't. I'm looking for the guys that have been supporting the real grudge, not that fake grudge. I'm gonna be real about it because there's a lot of fake.
yeah,
a lot. You know,
yeah,
and I
yeah.
know what's going on. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That gate hustling, talking about they just want to run it. Ain't no damn well he ain't doing nothing, but they going down
exactly.
the track side by side. Come on, I ain't doing that kind of racing, and that's what you call watered down grudge racing.
That would make it again bad.
Yeah, and you can actually
yeah,
see, and it's the God honest truth. You can actually, you are starting to see it now, and it's the God honest truth. You are starting to see it. You have seen the decline in the grudge racing, and everybody talking about, oh, grudge racing sucking now. No, no, no. Where you going at, that's where it sucks right now. If you're going to turn
yeah.
around and have a promoter out there, you know, just have people going out there side by side and ain't doing shit, you know, that's the ones that ain't doing shit. But, I forgot. Let me make sure I open up a couple of these mics. But hold on, Darren, because I might have somebody else that want to do something. Well, yeah, I know he's your buddy here. 347-5810, your mic is open.
Hello, Long Island. How you doing?
All right, how's everything, Sammy?
All right. My man,
what's
yeah.
up,
Green?
What's going on? What's up? What's going on?
You need to ask Cutting.
Huh?
You want to ask Cutting?
No, we ain't able to bring home record down there this time. We ain't able to bring home record down this time.
Well, Hold on, Sammy.
Are you eligible
to maybe go down there in April?
Yeah, I'm hoping to make it. Home record better be there because you got to ask Cutting coming to him.
All right, so listen, we're going to work out. He one of the guys now, too, that might be – you're going to get to pick what you want at the end. All right,
I'm going to tell you, you know, like, when one of them goddamn good damn Rockwell to have a nice pick of the litter, I'm going to have goddamn that pick of the litter going to be goddamn Sammy. I wouldn't give a damn.
He ain't picking shit.
He could be the pick of the litter. Hold on.
Where you going, Street Queen?
Oh, man. What's going on, Sammy?
Not much. I heard Street Queen on, so I said, let me get on here.
Hello?
I got to pick on my Street Queen.
Yeah, he the pick of the litter.
Yeah, because man,
I got a good pick for you.
Well, I'm gonna tell you right now. This is no lie. I'll tell you what I'm gonna do. Saturday night at the track. I'm gonna let you. We're gonna call it right out there on the tower there. You're gonna have to pick what you want, and then we're gonna go from there. Fair enough.
Okay.
Saturday night, we're gonna call out who the person is, and then you call it out on that speaker there, and that's gonna be the pick of the litter that you're gonna have at your track, at your thing. That's what we're gonna do.
Good. I pick my street queens. Home record. He's been
God
ducking and dodging for the past 3 years.
Goddamn, Sammy. Sammy, you sold a little street car, didn't you?
Huh?
Yeah, sold your little street car or something, didn't you?
Yeah, I sold the white one.
Yeah, I thought so.
You were scared. You were scared of it, so no, I had to get rid of it.
No, you were begging.
Want none of it.
I wasn't
begging nothing.
You were begging,
begging nothing.
You were begging for that crazy horse.
Nope, I wasn't begging. I told you I would have ran that bitch head up.
With what car? Your white one?
And then you saying all crazy that I'm gonna be in.
Nah, you must be. Nah,
I'm gonna put nitrous on it. I'm gonna put nitrous on it.
You was talking to another Dan. You was talking to me.
Yeah, No, there's only one street queen out there.
Wasn't mean, Sam.
Yeah, one street. But you said you got nitrous. You got nitrous on that car now, huh? Did you put nitrous on that car yet?
Yeah, but we had a car running about a month ago, and we had to take it back to the motor man. Something wasn't right.
All right. When you get it all squared away, you give me a call.
I got
something for that car too.
10-10.
Y'all give me everybody that want to go. Clippy, you too. If you decide you want to go, or Cam, because I know y'all be helping support me. Y'all make sure y'all put all y'all lists in, and just tell me what kind of car it is, what kind of motor, whatever what you want to say, stock suspension, motor car, whatever. I want y'all to put that, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to let Street King call it out Saturday at Fayetteville. When he call it out, y'all get ready, because then we're going to turn around and ride. I'm going to say, like I said, I got to go to the wedding. After that,
I'm
flying down.
I'm going to tell Street King something right now. 28, small block 28 on spray, street queen.
what is it, Sammy?
Small block 28 on spray, street queen.
Okay, 10-10. I hear you. You make it sound good, though. You make it sound good, Sammy.
Okay.
I make it look good, too.
Yeah.
I bet you we're not gonna find Street Queen nowhere. You're gonna be hiding somewhere.
He got a race. He got a race on Saturday, so I'm gonna let him call it that day on Saturday.
Yeah,
he gonna call who he
wants.
I'll be the first one to be calling.
He's racing Hoodlum Racing that day.
Camaro versus Malibu.
Yeah,
your Malibu. What's up with the where's that meat wagon?
The meat wagon, it ain't gonna be ready next week. It ain't be ready next week. I mean,
okay.
Joe?
Stephon.
Which one?
Who? Yeah,
Stephon.
Oh, you got Steph.
Would have bring that guy. Yeah, if he would have had that guy, that weak ass family, whatever the fuck he got there, I would have made sure I had the meat wagon there. I tried to lock him up a month ago.
I got a good one. How about I got a vet that's gonna drive to VNP. He's not gonna get trailer. He's gonna drive to VNP and run your meat wagon. What's up with that?
But you're gonna drive where now?
Huh?
What'd you say you're gonna do?
I got a little vet that'll drive from Jersey to VNP and give you an ass cutting.
Yeah, but like I said, the meat wagon will be ready next week. I would have damn sure jump on that.
Not next. I'm talking about VMP for VMP.
VMP? Where that, Maryland?
That's Virginia. He's talking about Virginia.
Oh, Virginia, Virginia. And when that is?
Man,
that
the
is,
man just said it.
27-28
of April?
Yeah, that's what we were talking
May.
About.
May.
When,
no,
when,
no,
when
we talking about his
comes.
Show. Home record. I'm sending somebody down to Street King's show down in April. April. What is it again? 8th. April 8th.
The 8th. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm taking care of the tab on that. So
ready.
That's where we're going. Okay.
I won't be ready. He's safe for now.
Oh, okay. Okay. Got it.
I'll give him his birthday present the day of his birthday then maybe.
Okay. 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 Yeah.
I'll give him an ass cutting that day.
Yeah. But that's
yeah,
the day. That's
but,
that vetting
yeah,
that vetting
yeah,
will be a Saturday.
No, the vet might not be there Saturday, but it might.
Oh,
I'll make it come on the 28th.
But let me describe the Malibu. Let me describe the Malibu. We can leave the track, drive anywhere you want to go. I mean, got full interior, nothing gutted up. Only thing probably at the hood. It got a, you know what I'm saying, it got an LS in it, so we can drive wherever we want to go. I mean, got everything in there. I mean, the whole 9 yards. I mean, the full body Malibu, full street car. Nothing took it out. Yeah.
For Fairville.
On, huh?
For Fairville?
Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, I'm coming. Yeah, coming to Fairville.
Oh, damn, I wish I knew from last week. Let me see if I can make some phone calls. Get
yeah,
your ass
like you
cut in that
fate.
Day.
Look like you got damn faith.
No. Where's Stephon? Stephon, this man needs an ass cut.
Nah, listen, not all people on this motherfucker, he going to call Stephon.
Did he call him? I know he didn't call him. Hold on, y'all. I'm going to open up a couple of these mics. But stay on for a minute, though, Chicken, because I know I'm quite sure you can probably hear a couple of people talking about they want to come. So I want to make sure I open up a lot of these mics. But I'll definitely bring a couple of the guys out. 910-1058. Your mic is open.
Hey, what you know, Joe?
Hey, what's up, Dexter?
Hey, buddy, you hear me, buddy?
I hear you. What's going on, Joe?
Hey, what's going on, buddy? Blake?
Well, you know,
hey,
it's
hey, Darren.
Another...
Yo. Who
hey, Buddy Blow on here right now. You know, he running Pooh Vet. Pooh, right?
Yeah, Gangsta Lean.
Oh, okay. Where
what'd you think?
Yep.
Yeah. What do you think? Yep.
What car are you running with?
My Nova.
Oh.
Nova against
I like
truck.
Buddy Blue. I like Buddy Blue.
5-on-25.
Yeah, I like Buddy Blue on that one.
Well, Pooh said
Latin
bring
man,
all you can stand.
Hey, buddy, that the Nova you had to Dorchester that time when you and Tony went down?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love Buddy on that one. I bet you had nothing but blue flame from the time he let go of that tram brake to the end. I was like, God dang.
Listen, I ain't going to lie to you now. Pooh trying to bet a lot on it. Pooh trying to throw some money
Pooh?
Out there. He trying to throw money
damn.
On Buddy. Ask him. He'll tell you.
I wouldn't give a damn. I knew who I already knew who I like.
Oh man! and I know Penna coming on. He coming on Friday night. He gonna be there. He said he's looking for action too.
Hey Joe, I need to know one thing, Joe. I want to know if 50 grand coming.
I'm not sure yet. I gotta make sure I talk to him later on. Make sure everything okay. Oh, here he goes. 50 grand can't run the blue car. You know what he told you before. Cut that out now, buddy.
Man, listen.
Now you're trying
listen,
to be a big bully. He
man,
told
listen,
you that.
Man, a man never know what he can do until he tries something.
Man,
I
buddy
but you know what he told
much.
You. You know what he told
man,
you, buddy, though, buddy.
Buddy don't talk too much.
Well, hold on. I got a lot of these other guys. I'm going to make sure. Let me just open up a few of these mics right quick.
Okay, go ahead.
And you wait right here because I'm quite sure they're going to answer the questions for you. 516-7295, your mic is open.
Hey, thanks a lot, man. What's going on? Hey, buddy, bro, I'll run you with that blue car. Yeah, I'll be down there. You call for me, I'm going to come right on down there and go right on your ass. What's up?
Well, you know, hey, you know what to do, don't you? If you ain't got no way to get your car down there, you know, I got three trailers and three trucks. I can get you down there.
Well, I'll tell you what you do. Send me a truck up here. Send me a truck up here and get it. Send me a truck up here and get it, buddy, bro.
I was just up there Sunday. I was just in Manhattan. Somebody brought it on down.
Well, you ain't called nobody. Let nobody know you was up there. And
what?
I know why. Because you thought you were scared you're going to get locked in. I know why you ain't calling nobody. I know why you ain't calling nobody. You're a smart man.
What you want to do, 50 grand?
Listen.
What you want to do?
I'll be down there. I'm going to see you when I get down there. I'm going to lock your punk ass in. I'm coming straight to you.
50 grand, I'll tell you what I'll do. You coming to Malibu?
Don't worry about where I'm coming with. What difference does it make where I'm coming with?
I can't run a ghost car. I can't run a ghost car.
Well, then stop saying what I want. Stop saying what I want. Come down there and do.
Whatever you bring down there, if it look like me, you got action.
Hey, you didn't look like me when you tried to run me the first time. When I come down there with the mouse, when you jump all over me, I didn't look like
you.
You should have
went to the chest and shot him down like me. You should have went to the chest and shot him down like me.
That's what. You ain't got to tell me where to go, because I'm coming. I'll be there with bells on, my man.
Just what I'll do. I'll rank them for you, dude. I'm going to rank them for you. I'm going to ring them.
You going to do what?
I'm going to ring your bell for you. If you come with bells, I'm going to ring the bell.
Okay, lock me in then.
Okay.
Lock me in right now.
No. I tell you, I got to see what y'all look like.
You scared. You know you scared, buddy, bro. You know you scared of me.
I'm shaking so bad.
That's why I mean you ain't never tingle up, because you scared of me, buddy, bro. I know how to handle you. Lock in
okay.
Right now.
No, sir.
That's all you got to
do. I do not run ghost cards.
You better not run no ghost. They're going to call me Casper the Ghost. You scared bitch.
I'll be that too. I'm going to be all that too.
Hey, buddy Blow. How you doing, buddy Blow?
I'm doing good, brother. How you doing?
I'm all right, man. Next time you're in town, man, holler at me, man. I'll take care of you, bro.
Okay, I will.
Hey.
Yeah, I was just up there Sunday.
Buddy Blow.
I had to go up there to the Bentley dealership and pick up a new Bentley.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
Buddy
that
Blow.
One on 11th Avenue?
Huh?
You had to go to 11th Avenue?
Oh, what now?
You had to go to 11th
Avenue.
Amen. Yeah. Maybe he can't hear me. He got too much
buddy
cotton in his ears.
Hey, buddy, Blow. You can't hear
me? Yeah, I'm here. I can hear you now. What you said?
He's at the one on 11th Avenue. That's where you went?
Yeah.
Pick up
the Bentley.
Yeah,
right there.
Yeah,
the Bentley and the only one building. Only one building. Yeah. I know. That's where I picked my Bentley up from.
Yeah.
Well, I picked that one for a customer. It wasn't for me. You know, I'm a
boatman.
I can't afford a
move. Well, I went to the same place and got my Bentley. The same place you was at. You should have called me,
yeah,
man. I might have bought you one, too.
Oh, golly. I wish I'd have known it. Whoopie, too. Let me get the one that with the supercharger. I want that new black one they got in there with that supercharger on it. That's the one I really want.
Oh, yeah.
Golly, they got two of them sitting there. A black one and a white one. Supercharge.
Hey, Buddy Blow, I got to ask you something, too.
Go ahead.
Buddy Blow, is your daughter coming with you to the track Sunday?
Yes,
Saturday?
She is. Yes, she is.
I need her to sing a song.
She will. She
I need
will.
Her to sing a song. We be getting married.
What?
I need her to
what
sing a song. All right.
Okay,
I heard somebody told me she could sing, so I gotta let her do it.
Okay, well, she'll do it for you.
All right, good. Okay, I gotta get, Mr. We be getting married that day at the track.
Okay.
Yeah, we were trying to find one of the racers that can sing, but everybody was backing out. They said they can sing.
You want me to sing for you, too?
What, you can sing?
Boy, can I?
Listen, hold on. If you can, wait a minute. I want to see a racer sing on this man's wedding. Go ahead. I won't see this. Matter of fact, I'm gonna pay for it. Matter of fact, I want you to sing that Felt the Wind song. Busy, we gotta have the rice ready. You know that, right? Busy, we gotta have the rice ready now. If Buddy Joe don't sing it right, we're gonna throw the rice at it.
Hey, he's singing right now. Listen out of me. He's singing right now. Listen out of me.
I want to sing now. See it.
He's singing right now. Buddy Joe singing right now.
Oh, man.
That's funny.
You said you can do it. You can do it, though, Buddy, for real?
Yeah, I sing. I'm going to sing for y'all down there.
Nah, you don't wait for Buddy Joe to sing
it. It's for Weeby and his wife. It's for his wedding, for real. If you can sing,
Buddy
Joe
can't sing.
Man, I'm telling you, I can sing.
I can balance for Buddy. He can sing. You wouldn't believe it.
He can sing?
Yeah, tell him again.
Oh,
I sing on the choir every Sunday. I sing on the choir every Sunday when I go to church.
I better say, if you guys hang around that Sunday, his church is only like 4 or 5 miles down the road from the hotel.
No. He got to sing at the track. He got to sing at the track.
I have to sing anywhere.
Hey, you can catch him in his robe and everything.
Oh, yeah? I might go to church, baby.
I might
go to church Sunday down there, man.
Come on.
Tell me when y'all invited.
I want all y'all to come down there.
I'm serious. I'll come to church Sunday now before
I'm
leave.
I'm just as serious as can be.
All right. I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to have a sweatsuit on. I ain't going to have a damn suit on, but I'll go.
Hey, Joe, hey, Fishy, ask Buddy what did his preacher say to him when he caught him on YouTube.
What did he say?
What did he say, Buddy Blow?
I
can imagine when he said all that smack, Buddy Blow be talking.
What did he say, Dr.
Yes.
Yeah, they call it cussing.
Hey, Long Island Joe.
Yeah.
Hey, Joe. Yeah, who else got something locked in up there? Who else got something locked in?
We got Mustang, Street Mustang over here. What is it? AJ versus Cornbread. We got Weeby and June with the Malibu freestyle Malibu stock suspension. They running.
Yeah.
We got a lot of small tire cars. Now, I'm going to tell you the truth now. We got a lot of cars that come in there. I got Shaq and everything coming. He don't want to lock in yet because nobody got the test up here yet.
Oh, okay.
I'm being real. We're bringing the cars. They're bringing the cars down there. But there's a few of them more that's locked in. I don't got everything in front of me. But they're locked in, but they want to turn around. They really want to test first, make a pass. That's why they're going Friday night. Friday night,
okay.
They going a lot of them test. We be opening up the gate, he said. He going to be there at 12 o'clock. He going to be sitting there so he can get his test there. Yeah, because we be Black and Mild and everybody, you know.
Yeah.
We be in 50.
Yeah, when you got to run me, I'm going to go on we be like a hurricane. I'm going to go right on him like a hurricane.
But ain't nobody got a freestyle call, you know, they trying to get there and engage with, or they got a test.
No. They got a lot of street cars that want to engage. God honest truth. I got. Matter of fact, look, my son just pulled up in here right now. Let me just. I'm asking, do they still got this little Mustang? They bring their little Mustang down there.
Hey Joe, what kind of street car you talking about? He want to engage. What kind of street car he looking for? He want to run.
Man, I got a street Malibu, and I got a street Mustang.
So you bringing that street car
I'm
down there?
Is it street? Okay. Street? You driving in street?
That's street. That's the only thing. It do have a roll cage in it. But I'm saying other than that, it's just an all-out street car. We could goddamn leave the track, go down the road, ride down the road, how far you want to go, come back to the track. It's an all-out street car. It's an LS in it, you know. It's an LS.
Okay.
A small block.
Nitro.
Yeah, he said he bring a little 4.6 module motor? Little Mustang, they man. Cobra, little Cobra. They bring it.
Oh.
New Cobra.
I mean, what, he trying to do something?
Yeah, they going to do something with it.
Hey, Hey, Joe, tell me that running with that 550 I got, that Mercedes-Benz. I got a little hit on it.
Uh-oh.
I wouldn't give a damn. I mean, what you want to do?
We'll do a little something when I get down there.
Okay. I thought you just want to get in there and do something in case I back out or you back out. Somebody want a little punk up money, you know?
Lock in $10.
Who did this?
Hey, I gotta know
who that is. Locking $10. I gotta make sure I don't be right here with that.
That's just <good. laughs> I just got this here a while ago. He said Willie McKinnon said he'll be down there with his RV, his big motorhome. He said anybody got a motorhome, he wanna race anybody, quarter mile, 8 mile, don't matter. He wanna have the first RV race. Anybody want any action, let him know. He wanna run another RV. So I gotta satisfy him. Anybody got an RV that wanna pull up in the light? He willing to go out there. He wants that. He said he got the baddest RV, the fastest RV around. That'll be the big one. That's what he said.
Who said that?
So if you got something like that too, if y'all want to pull loose.
Hey, Sam, where's Sammy at? Street Queen wants
something. Oh, he's
still there. It's Sammy.
Yes.
Hey, I'm gonna bring my Mustang. You might want to buy it when I leave it there.
What?
You might want to buy it.
Buy what?
Huh?
Buy what?
What do you
say? His Mustang. He said, as he bring the Mustang, he said, you might want to buy it when he leave there. Talking about it so fast that you don't want to buy it.
Who got that slow
now, hey, Joe, if it ain't fast, it's pretty as hell.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anything Street Queen on is slow and ugly.
Yeah. Tell him to do like we did. We ran more than what we did that night, Joe. We ran more than let him shoot.
Who?
Sammy Dunn with that Malibu and my Mustang.
Oh, the four door.
Yeah, the four door. We ran more.
Oh yeah, Big Dave. When you ran Big Dave.
Yeah.
Y'all ran on motor and he shot it. And they gave you the brake.
And I'll spray.
No, they didn't give me no goddamn brake. I gave him the head up clear.
What did he give you?
They didn't give
me the head
up clear?
Okay.
You know them
bitches
didn't give me nothing.
Yeah. Dave, you know Dave on here now. Dave, you know, hit the button, baby. Be careful.
Don't talk
about
what they give me. Them boys don't never give me nothing. They don't never give me nothing.
Don't stop talking about Dave now.
Yeah, Dave, look. Somebody, Dave, oh, man. I thought Dave might have hit that one button, but he didn't. But hold on for a second, Streaky. Let me just open up a couple more of these mics. I see that a lot of guys are waiting. 301-2865, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? What's up, everybody? I'm just listening.
What's
Joe?
Going on, Wicked Bird?
Ain't nothing, man. Just listening to y'all getting it in. We're still trying to get us a bus down there. So last minute thing, we're going to see how many people we can get on the bus. But if we don't get a bus full, we're going to drive down in cars.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, I can understand. Yeah. I mean, shoot, I had a problem. I've been booking all the buses right now. I'm trying to get everything straight. I got this bus booked, and it was a problem getting a bus from Virginia, but I finally got one. So thank God Pee Wee hooked me up on that one. That's how I got hooked up on for that. You know, and I was trying to put Pee Wee on there down coming down to Fayetteville, but that didn't work. But we were trying to, because I know up here, we got to have two bus drivers. They got that electronic thing in there now. So if you mess around, go over certain hours, that joke could beep, and it's $1,000 fine right off the bat. So I understood that one.
Yeah, so I'm just listening to y'all getting it in, and I'll be there, you know.
Okay.
With bells
on. I appreciate it.
Hey, Joe, what's the weather down there? What's the weather in your car?
Nah, that ain't coming out to the 31st. Next, the following week, we about to go out here and crank it up right now.
Hey, they need to crank it up. Okay. They need to cut off. Don't crank it up.
You don't want me to crank it up. That's your thing.
What?
You don't want that thing cranked up.
That's what you say.
That's what I know. About the rattle the house. Yeah, well,
sound like
how you gotta
do.
All he had to do was say lock in, Joe.
Tell me where you're gonna be. Tell me where you're gonna be, King Player. Where you gonna be at, King Player?
I'll be down there in Red Springs on the 31st, on the 5th of May.
Oh, you going to Red Springs for May?
Yeah, I thought you would get quiet.
I bet I won't. You know me and you always bump heads. You know we're gonna do it.
We used to. Since I bought this new car, you want to bump heads? I can't wear a helmet. Hey, you will do. But y'all go ahead, man. We about to crank this thing up. All right.
I'll get it, I'll see you down there.
Okay.
All right, let me open up another mic here. Hold up with you guys. 301-4067. Your mic is open.
What's up? What's up, Joe?
Nothing much. What's going on, Dad? What's up, Powell?
Nothing much. Trying to get everything done, man.
Trying to get everything done. How soon the car gonna be ready?
I'm fighting some issues, but I'm trying to make that April 27th, 28th. But it's kind of hard.
Okay.
You're doing it on your own now, so you know it's kind of challenging.
Okay, so you won't have your car ready for no April 8th then?
No. What's April 8th?
Okay. No, I'm just making sure I'm seeing who I got who's ready to roll because I'm going to have to turn around and send somebody down there. So, and I let him, I'm going to let Street King, he said he wanted to pick it a little. So,
oh, really? Huh?
That's what he's going to pick the litter, what he's going to want out of the litter, who he wants.
Yep. Like a goddamn Rockwell to have them good puppies. I want the best pick. If I was ready, Lord, I'd be ready to go.
So Street King, make sure you let me know when your birthday bash, so I know it, so we know too.
Okay, it's the second week of October, the second week of fall in October. I didn't check it out yet, but it's over the second week.
Okay. All right, I just want to make sure what we got, so we know what's going on all over the place. I know everybody's trying to get right, so.
I'm going to have to wait that long to give your ass cut?
No, hell no. We're going to run up somewhere. We're going to run up. Soon as I get home record, goddamn, up and running. You know what I'm saying? Goddamn, I'm going to come look for you. You ain't got to look for me. I'm going to come look for you.
Man, you've been sick for 3 years. They're going to get that home record ready. Not ready yet?
No, that's a lie. Hell, we was in Florida. We was in Florida, wherever that, but I know you couldn't make it for some reason.
Not too many fast cars in Florida. I can't fuck around.
Yeah.
How you doing, Mr. Buddy Blow?
I'm doing all right.
All right. Buddy Slope.
Okay.
Yeah, Sam, Sammy.
Sammy. Yes, sir, Mr. Street Queen.
But we run motor with the Nova. We get the back tire, right? And you shoot.
You want to give me the back? Yeah, I'll take that. You give me the back tire, I'll
see,
take
see
that.
See what I'm saying, Joe? See what I'm saying? Sammy don't never want to get nobody a run back.
We not ever raced a Nova.
No, but I done ran your other car in Big Dead with you.
You know what? I'll gamble with that. I'll take the back tire. Fuck it. I'll gamble.
Oh, yeah, all right. Okay. Just go on stage lane and wait for me. I'll be coming soon.
All right, make it this way. How about I come on motor? You give me a little spot. I'll come on motor.
Listen,
give me a little spot.
But I call Long Island Joe. Listen,
any back half y'all got on motor, any back half y'all got on goddamn motor, I'll run y'all head up. Now, ain't got
any
small
block on 28.
What?
Any small block on 28?
No, I don't want no size tires. Any car from Long Island, any car from New York.
Mm.
How about a company?
Long as the grudge car. I'll run head up. Motor to motor.
All right, good. Nitrous.
Yeah,
long
as the motor. Long as the grudge car.
You scared, bitch.
Oh.
Oh, Lord. Where Jason at, Joe? Where Jason at?
He put you on there. He's probably listening. Why you trying to hit Jason off too?
He ain't gonna hit his button because I'm on there. He'll hit his button when I got to get off.
What you want Jason for? What you want Jason for?
None of your business. You can't
you want
me,
to come
none
out?
Of your business. I want
you got Jason, Superman Camaro.
Man, listen, man. Me and that man locked in last year. I would take one to break. He shoot and I run motor. Now,
ooh,
lock that lie in. You scared, bitch.
Hey, man, Joe, where Jason at, man?
Let me hit him up right now. I'm trying to get him to come on. Hold on.
Ah, damn. We take a hit.
He said, you want to run Jason, and you're going to take just a break and a hit. Clear?
Break and a clear. The same race we had last year when it ran or whatever.
All right. Well, I'm going to text him up right now.
Don't waste your time, Joe. Yeah. Can't do, it.
Do what?
Huh?
What you say, Sammy?
You ain't gonna do it. You're scared.
Sammy. I got 300. I'll lock him in. You say I'm scared. I got 300. I'll lock him in.
I'm sick of you. I might as well give it. You know what? You got the back tire. You come on motor.
Yeah. With the Nova?
Yeah.
All right. How soon will you be up?
Huh?
How soon will you be up?
Soon.
All right. You're not getting in contact with me.
Of course. Maybe I'll do you on your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Let me see if I can get hold to him.
Hey, what's
so
the
you said
there,
any car. You said any car.
Man, Lowndes is a back half grudge car. Lowndes is a back half grudge car.
Okay.
Well,
I'm for a stock suspension car.
Do what?
What happens with a stock suspension car?
Yeah,
if that what y'all choose to bring, oh fucking well.
Yeah, go there now. That's
you're making too many rules now.
No, I'm not.
What happens with a pro?
What happens with a pro mod?
Man,
it ain't no grudge car. It ain't no grudge car. You won't see no pro mod out here grudging. Now. But don't get it fucked up. Sammy, don't get it fucked up now. You know goddamn when it comes to fast cars, we got one of the fastest goddamn cars in the goddamn world right now, and that Jay Snick.
Who's that?
You will find out. Fuck with it. Hey, Joe, you got it?
I'm talking about Headshot.
Joe, he said they got one of the fastest. What not? What they say they got one of the fastest grudge cars in the world.
Yep.
Man, hey, listen. Hey, who that is right there asking what I see?
I'm just trying to figure out what you're saying. Because what you said,
I said, don't come with that.
Listen,
sir. I'm talking about. Grudge car. You know what I'm saying?
I'm talking about a grudge car too. I'm talking about a grudge car.
What grudge car
are
you talking about?
Listen, you say you got one of the fastest in the world.
Man, listen, sir. I got Headshot. I deal with Headshot. Now what car are you talking about?
We got a little Corvette.
A little what?
A Corvette.
I mean, who? I'm telling you who the hell I'm talking about. Who?
It doesn't matter. You have to pass the grudge, Scott. If you got to pass the grudge,
listen,
Scott,
man. Listen, listen. Hold it. Listen.
You ain't
want to
raise. You talking. You man, talking for the camera because you ain't talking for real.
I know. Hey, Joe. Hey, Joe.
Uh-huh.
If I tell this man what car I'm talking about, I just told him head shot. Now he got there talking
about
that.
I don't know no head shot. Joe, I don't know no head shot.
But shit, you talking about who?
You know who you talking to, right?
Hold it. Joe, since he want to be smart, guess what? You right. We could got there and do a battle to come to win. Now we could do a battle. I'm good on doing that. Now we could do a battle just come to fucking win. Now and put up a goddamn good deposit. That's all we got to do. Now, damn, who the hell you talking about? Now, do you want to do that, sir, and get a damn date?
Yes, sir. Lock that in.
So, you know, hey, yes, sir. Hey, Joe, what we'll do, we'll get on a three-way call and got there. We'll got to deposit you the goddamn money and get a damn date. That we'll do.
Okay.
Shit.
All right. You heard him, right? He spoke. Hold on a second because I just got Jason hit the phone. Jason, your mic is open.
What's up, Joe? What's up, Street King? What's up, everybody?
What's up, G?
Ain't none.
They call you
Superman. I got him on now.
Jason, they call you Superman. I call you Wonder Woman. What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. What's up?
Not nothing. Still, see if you want to still goddamn, see if we get some kind of date going, whatever that, with that goddamn shit we did last year, but they got that ring cam.
Oh, with the Malibu and the Mustang?
No, sir. We talking about goddamn Superman, the Camaro, and the Nova. My child's playing Nova.
Yeah. What you want, 1-1?
No, man, Jason, you know what it was, man. Sammy, see, you'd have lost some money. Hey, the head up breaking the cloud. You know what time it is. I'm on motor, you on gas.
Man, get off your knees and talk to
somebody. No, but what? Okay. So, you want me to run the man head up motor getting gas, Sammy?
Yeah. Like I said, get off your knees and talk to Jason like a man.
Man to man.
What up, Jason?
One and one, yeah.
Nah, that wasn't the race, though. You know what I'm saying? That wasn't the goddamn race. You know that. And I respect the goddamn Camaro. I'm not going out there running no motor and let you shoot behind us with 1-1.
No, I can't give you the break, man.
You're a street queen. You know what? Jason, give him the break. Oh, he's got to keep it.
Listen, no, that wasn't the Eric Sammy. That wasn't the race we did. You said you would bet that I ain't gonna do it. Remember? That's what you said.
You're not doing it, so you owe me money right now.
No, you're right. He ain't doing it. I want to do it. He ain't doing it. I want to do it.
No. We gotta negotiate.
Okay. So other words, you were saying you know Jason wasn't gonna do it.
Jason, you got the back. Man, listen.
Otherwise, you know, scary ass so, Jason ain't gonna do it.
So listen, you want the brake and the back tire? You
man,
said?
Listen. Jason know what I thought we locked in last year. He know we locked in last year. The head up.
So
brake,
we're gonna
he keep it down. I got the goddamn brake in the clear.
The brake in the clear. All right. How about Jason give you the brake and that's it?
The what?
Brake and that's it.
Nah. I'm not fighting all that nitro Jason got. I ain't trying to fight it. We on motor, man. We only on motor. Heavy ass
motor. So put nitrous on it.
When we do, y'all ain't gonna goddamn be able to get y'all. We ain't gonna be able to find y'all. We put nitrous on it.
We'll put nitrous on that bitch.
We don't have to have nitrous. We don't need nitrous. We got headshot with nitrous.
All right then, that's your problem.
We got
that's
headshot
problem,
with nitrous. Now, and y'all got 1-1. And we coming on 29. Oh,
and we'll take it. Lock it.
Yeah. Hey, Jason.
Yo.
Hey, when we get a date with that?
Nah, I ain't getting no break, man.
No. When we can get a date, you will take 1-1 from headshot?
What the hell was that? I don't know that car.
You want no headshot, the one we run a little country now?
Nah.
The orange Camaro?
Oh, nah, I can't run that.
Okay, but do me a favor. Tell Sammy to shut the fuck up.
What's up with your Mustang?
The little street one? Which one?
The one you gonna run my brother car with.
Oh, you talking about crazy horse. Now, we had that up about a month ago, and we had to goddamn take the engine back down. Something happened to it.
What your street car got nitrous?
The what? Nah, this
street car got nitrous?
This street car, we running the goddamn highway. This ain't nothing like that now.
You got nitrous on it?
Yeah, we got nitrous on it.
I'll let you shoot, and I'll run on the motor.
We'll do that with Street King Jr.
What?
We'll do that with
Big
Block Jr. Nah,
big block.
Small block. You got big. Which car you talking about? Which car you talking about?
The street car you say you got.
No, I'm talking about which car you trying to do that with.
My brother Malibu.
Now I could do that. I could do that with Street King Jr. I wasn't planning on bringing that down there, but hell, fuck that. I'll bring that down there. Street King Jr. is a Monte Carlo, full body Monte Carlo, all the glass. Only thing five glass is the hood, with a small block, stock suspension on 28.
With nitrous?
With nitrous.
Let me get up out of here. I'm going to try it.
Definitely. I'm serious. Hey, Joe.
Huh?
Let me tell you something right now. If you bring all them begging-ass boys from New York that got that come around me begging, I'm telling you, I'm getting the fuck on from the track. I'm letting you know that right now.
Let me get up out of here. I'm going to keep it.
I'm telling you that right now. If you get all them boys from New York out there coming begging, I'm getting the hell on out there.
Hey. Darren, you hear what he said?
Well,
he said, you let him get bail out there, he gonna keep it. He gonna stay up your bumper.
Hell, if you beat me out here, you beat me out, you should be able to keep it. Oh, you beat me out, you might be able to keep it. Well, if you don't, good fucking luck. We talking about damn full body Monte Carlo, man. Only thing five glass the hood.
Yeah.
Dave, you should have heard what he said. He said he was hoping have a step at King there so he could knock his head off.
Yeah.
Step on him.
Yeah,
damn thing.
he wanted to run him with his street car. His Malibu.
Yeah.
To LS.
Hey Jason.
Yo.
Hey, Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, mine now, I could call Big Sexy and see if I could goddamn bring that Camaro in there on 28, small block, and try that fucking Malibu now. Don't get fucked up now on motor.
Man, stock suspension car.
Yeah, but you got a big block of that Malibu, right?
No, it's a small block.
Not small block.
On motor.
Oh. Yeah, but yeah, we got a small block in the Camaro. We on 28th, though, you know? We on 28th. Might sit on you or something, you know? Might sit on you.
Nah.
Yeah, can't go here. Got a bully over here tonight. hey, Jason, they got that shootout down there. That's on the 8th, April 8th.
Mm-hmm.
Down there. All motor shootout, right?
Yeah.
All right. I'm yelling somebody get down to his show. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna take care of the bill.
Yeah.
Y'all interested in getting into anything, bringing anything down there, you just let me know. All right?
Okay, I'll let you know. All right.
Yeah, because I'm going to send a car down there because I got to go to a wedding Friday, and then I'm just going to grab the plane and jump out there so I can be there for Sunday.
Okay.
That's what I plan on doing. Yeah, so if anybody, you know, I'm going to let him pick what he wants. You know, if he's thinking whatever car, maybe even your car, he might have something for you.
Okay.
So, you just let me know, and I'm gonna work something out, do the whole thing.
All right.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. I'm going to take care of that bill.
All right.
So if anybody decide they feel like they want to go ahead, because I don't mind doing anything for Street King, because he do the right thing, so I ain't got no problem.
Yeah.
Now, the other promoters,
Jason,
I got problems with.
Jason, but me and you got to get it on, but one day, bro. It was too long, bro. I'm for real, bro. We got to get it on, bro. Hell, Jason, you need to take the goddamn gamble. Look what the gamble I did with y'all, bro. I took a 23 goddamn small block on 28th and got there around a damn tube called Head the Fuck Up.
I told you that wasn't me. That was Joe and them.
That was you. You were with him. Fuck that. You were with
him. I wasn't even there.
That was me.
Y'all know each other. I didn't want to get somebody who know him.
Oh, man. That was an old car. That was a square tube.
I will give a damn.
That was square chassis.
I got the fuck on. You know, my second gun ain't cut on yet, and I knew that bitch was over.
Yeah. Oh, man. That was something, though. Ain't nobody believe you was gonna do that race. What the hell? I know you ain't for that race.
Nah, if I come, I'm gambling, bro. That would. I ain't gonna come for nothing. Fuck that.
And I was no lie. We was getting ready to go home. We was on the way home, getting ready to leave. And you said, "Where the hell are you going? You can't leave with my money."
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I said, "Pull this shit back out the trailer. Let's go."
Yeah.
I said, "Shit, Phil said, what do you mean?" I said, "Shit, you racing? What are you talking about?" I said, "You locked in already. Wait, what?" I said, "That car there, he thought I was bullshit." He kept laughing. "Nah, you cut it out, man. We ain't racing that." I said, "Man, the man racing you. He don't care what you got, how much money you got. Come on, let's go."
Yeah.
Sure enough, he went out there and did it. Give him credit.
After that, I realized how scary goddamn them New York boys are. I'm serious. Because they would not gamble back for nothing.
Well, we already had took the juice off. We couldn't do anything else for you. What else
yeah,
did we
y'all
do?
Yeah, y'all going to turn me. Y'all going to turn me out. That's, I beg for the break or something. Y'all wouldn't do it. I think, man, fuck that shit. Let's go.
Will was starting to drink then, so he couldn't do nothing no more after that.
Yeah.
Definitely couldn't do nothing. He was starting to drink, so he couldn't drive no more that day.
It was nothing fun,
you know? Yeah, we do got a lot of street cars coming, though. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Okay.
I know it's a lot of action going. I know a lot of couple kids are coming out there that ain't never been to a track that's coming from out here that always run through a lot of street racing.
Hey.
And they
want to
bring their
car. So what y'all got actually Friday night? Y'all having a cook contest or some shit? Or not?
Well, Friday night?
Yeah,
man, they gonna have a street car shootout thing out there.
Well, what kind of street car shootout?
Where the heck is he still on here, Dexter? Let me put Dexter back on here real quick. He can explain how his rules was. I want him back on here because they damn sure we're gonna do a little street car shootout. Let me tell see how his rules was. He asked me about it. I said, "Come on, let's do it." Dexter, you want to call back in and explain the rules on the street car shootout? Because Street Kings want to know what's going on for Friday night.
Oh.
Yeah, but just explain it to him so he knows. Maybe he may have one of his cars. Everybody else will want to know.
Okay, I'll call back in.
Okay. He'll call back in right now. Yeah,
okay.
He's going to do a little bit of everything. Hey, if you happen to stay over and stuff, Street King, you just let me know at Cono Lodge. I got a few seats left over there. It's only $49 a night. Under my name over there. It's only $49 a night over there at Cono Lodge if you want to stay the night out there. That's where we staying over there. Cono Lodge?
Yeah.
It's only $49 a night.
All right. I'll give it
two
nights
back
over
home
there.
Yeah. And we can leave cars at the track and lock it in. Don't be like Weeby and mess around up there joking around and everything, get locked in the gate, and then him and the girl, his girl was in there, and they had to sleep in the car all night long because ain't nobody opening the gate back up. Boy, that was a rough one. I'll never forget that one. He or she was mad as hell. Oh, okay. Yeah. Dexter, you open up. Your mic's open.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yeah. Because they want to know about Friday night. A lot of people want to come out there and do something.
Okay. We're going to, we got Tyler Crossnow. He's coming to do the prep from Tennessee. He does a lot for the World Street Outlaws and for the PDRA and all that. And so, I think I put on there today that we're gonna start eliminations. I think we put on there 7 o'clock sharp Friday evening. And the rules, let me see the rules, what we got on. I got a street trim race. You got to have tags, insurance, working headlights, brake lights, and all that stuff. As far as tub, a mini tub's okay with a factory outer wheel housing.
Mm-hmm.
We got we got the frame. Let me see. I got to read all these rules. What else we got?
Now, how about the exhaust? Now, ain't no front side exhaust. Is it exhaust in the front? Is it?
Well, we got to have mufflers, turbos too. If it's a turbo car, you got to have mufflers too.
Yeah, okay, if you got to have mufflers and stuff on it, but I'm just saying, is front exit okay? Before anybody can say anything, cause I know how some people say, like, you know, they got tags on it, got front exits on it.
Because somebody asked me, it seemed like I said if it's got a muffler on it, is the only way. But I can't remember if I told somebody for this race or another race. So I don't want to... I can't recall if I told somebody for this race or other race that the front exit was okay if they had a muffler.
But they got to have everything else on it, working things, license, insurance, tags.
Right.
Okay. No problem then, I guess.
Here's the kill. Yeah, it's going to be 8th of mile. Heads up, of course. Order Pro.
8 miles.
Yeah.
Man, that's gonna be a street car race. I thought we got to go quarter mile.
Huh?
Man, a street car's supposed to be able to go whole for a quarter.
We have a driver's meeting. I thought I said 8 mile. I don't see what I got for here.
I'm just saying. Am I right though? Real street cars can go to quarter mile.
We're true.
Huh?
It's true. That's true.
Yeah. The street. Real street cars go quarter mile. Track cars only 8 mile.
Yeah.
That would chop a lot of the jokers free. Keep everybody down in perspective. But yeah, so.
Get on here. Look at that.
As if anything else, though, man, like I said, I got a couple guys right now just text me. I'm gonna show you the cars when we at the track. Saturday, Darren, and you can look at the cars.
Right.
You take your pick which car you want down there, and we will be sending the car there. I will be sending the car there at your show. No doubt about it.
You give that man a buffet line.
Huh?
I see you giving that man a buffet line.
Yeah. He said he's gonna pick one of the Rottweilers out of the litter. That's what he said.
Yep.
I swear, boy, I wish I had something ready. If I didn't have to go to this wedding too, boy, good gracious. I dare say I always see the show, and you know he got a good show, and he's a few promoters that give back. That's the reason why, only reason why I did it. The rest of them, I ain't gonna lie to you, there ain't too many that's out there that do it no more. A lot of them guys are killing the game, and that's why the game getting weaker and weaker. Like we were talking about that before, Dex, how they watering it down.
Yeah.
The same.
Yeah. They
hurting the grudge.
No times at PDRA, no times at NHRA and all that stuff. And they recruiting these supposed to be big-time guys. You know what I'm saying? But Darren, I tell you what would be a good race if we could get him to run, and that's Brandywine. Brandywine and Hot Headshot would be a good race.
Who?
Brandywine and Headshot?
Yep.
Brandywine and Headshot.
Yeah. I think they hurt their motor, though. They hurt their motor up at, we was at South Georgia.
Yeah. Hey, we'd run Brandywine.
You heard him, Dave.
I heard that. I'll do some talking and see what we can do. It's gonna be a hard. Hard with them guys, but I think Eric, I think you get Eric to do something.
Oh, that's what it is. Who Mickey running? That's what I need to know.
Mickey. Oh,
yeah.
Mickey. Oh,
yeah. Who's he running?
I haven't found anybody for Mickey yet. I know Candy Crusher wants him, but he heard his motor at Galat this past weekend.
No, Mickey ain't running that Mustang or something.
Which Mustang?
Is it him? I thought they were going to run the white Mustang or something they were going to run.
Come on, Travis.
Hey, Joe.
Joe.
Yeah,
something just came up over that.
I got to go do something over that. But, yeah, but I'm definitely coming over that. And like I say, only thing me and my man didn't do, we didn't put a time on it. But, hell, I'll call you probably tomorrow, and then I'll let you know what time we're going to get it off over that. And get everything
Okay, no problem, Dan. All right, I'll see you down there. Stay tuned.
Call me. On the room.
Okay, I'll text you the number, and you can call her right up, and I'll give you the number. You call right up there. You can call up there right now and just lock in the room for yourself. So it's only $49 on the mile. Or you'll just call my say Long Island Joe. All right?
All right, bet. All right. All right, y'all.
Okay.
I'll tell us all Saturday.
All right, man.
All right. Okay, Dan. Okay. Bye. So, Dexter, that race ain't locked in?
No, I haven't got it. It was supposed to be then. I believe there was some back talk somewhere down the line. I believe it got stopped.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, but it's a full body Nova, let everybody know. Stock suspension.
No more.
Big block on juice, looking for action. And it's tire, right?
Yep.
All right. We'll be looking for some action. No problem. All right. Well, I'm going to have to be closing out right now because I'll be getting back if I get to work.
Want
but anybody else got anything to say before I close out? Because I'm gonna have to leave. They're gonna have me coming in to work early. You got any closing words, Dexter?
No more than I'm just everybody's coming down this weekend. I'm just prayers gonna be sent out to y'all for safe travels there and back. And I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. It's like a family reunion. Time I see you guys, y'all got a spool down here.
Okay.
And
Long Island, before you go, when you leaving to go down?
I'm leaving at 4 a.m.
When? What day?
Friday morning. Huh?
Oh, Friday morning. Okay.
Yeah, Friday morning,
okay.
4 a.m. Yeah,
okay.
I got that charter bus.
Uh-huh.
I'm sitting on the bus. By the time I come in, I'm going to take me a shower and jump on the bus and go to sleep.
Okay, not on that.
If anybody wants to come in early or whatever, I have the gates open. I leave them open. I got somebody that lives on the property.
Okay.
Just let Joe know, and Joe will contact me, and I'll make sure that somebody's there to open the gates for you.
Yeah, we be gonna be there early Friday morning. So you're gonna be there early.
Okay.
Well, I'll be there with him.
Okay. I'm leaving Thursday morning, about 4 a.m.
Oh. Mm. Yeah, well, you know what you gotta do? You gotta go to Fuller's while you're down there.
What is Fuller's?
50? Fuller's is the place to eat.
Okay.
Yeah,
I'm looking for something.
Oh man, you're gonna fall in love with this one. It's a buffet.
Oh yeah? Is it a breakfast type or dinner or okay.
It's dinner type, cobblers, everything.
Sweet potato pie. Now I want your sweet potato bread. Don't try to get off that one. I want that sweet potato bread. I don't want no sweet potato pie. I want that sweet potato bread.
I'll make that Thursday night, get it ready.
Okay, how far is Fuller from the track, though?
It's probably like 4 miles.
Oh, we're right there then, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, shit, Dexter, man, I'll get Dexter to get you the number. Y'all go right on down there, man. You ain't going to believe it when you were there.
Yeah, I'm definitely
going to.
I'll be down there early. Well, me and my son will be down there. Look and eat.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah, you can eat.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm telling you right now. We went in there, and I tell you, everybody told me, make sure I go back down there again. As soon as we stop, we got to go there. Anybody know Fuller's? They know what it's about.
Well, I'll be down there. I'm going to know what it's about this weekend. Yeah. All right, guys. Have a good night.
All right. Well, everybody has safe travel, and whoever decide they want to think about going, just make sure y'all get in touch with me so I have that ticket already, whatever I got to do to get y'all so y'all can go on down to Street King, support Street King show. He's
when
ain't
is that
too many
be
left.
In October, right?
That's going to – that one's April 8th.
Oh, okay.
That one's April 8th. So I'm definitely trying to – make sure that man, because that man do support and he do the right thing when he make his shows. You know, you don't mind giving back to the guys that do the right thing. You don't mind helping each promoter help another promoter. But when you turn around and take it away from the race, and that's not good. So basically that's the reason why I'm saying right now this guy is definitely worth it. He good for the game. He keep it 100%. Ain't none of that fake racing. Where we going to run, you're going to run for money. Let's do it. Ain't none of that junk that we just going down there, going side by side and tell somebody was a race. He ain't into that.
Yeah.
So,
okay.
You know, and there's a lot of that going on.
So
I'm not with it. I don't care about it. I'd rather stay away from it. That's why you keep hearing people say, oh, man, the game is weak. It depends on who you mess with. You see it all over the place, and ain't hard to tell what's going on.
Yeah.
So, all right. Well, I just tell everybody a good night and God bless and hope to see you guys down there Friday and Saturday.
Good enough.
All right. Good night now. I'll talk to y'all soon.
All right, Joe. All right, guys.
All right. Good night now.